We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. My name's Tina Dobbs. I'm sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you this morning?
Good. Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's good to see you.
Yeah. Good to see you. So I'll give my caveat here. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I don't make any great claim to fame. So rather than give some message, I'm just going to read some scripture and play some music. And most of the time, my messages don't make it too far because the copyright on this music is prevents it. So it's usually a one-and-done deal. I'm going to start off with the headline song I start off with every time, which is, in my opinion, a prayer in and among itself. So here it is. If you don't recognize this, you're probably under a rock.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors.
So, this is Proverbs. I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 6. Just start right there. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have struck hands in pledge for another, if you have been trapped by what you said and snared by the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, to free yourself since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go and humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. A scoundrel and villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up dissension. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers. Okay, I'm going to go with some different music today. So this is a song by the Avett Brothers, and they're... there it is. It's called "It Goes On and On." So I just like the song. Avett Brothers. It's kind of an alternative country Americana band, so they're very talented. So here it goes. It Goes On and On by the Avett Brothers. It's just a different type of song, so I'm playing different music today. So I got to ask a question off air. So I've got several areas of expertise. I try not to stray from those. So, of course, politics is one of them. I don't really talk about that here. Law. Spent over 20 years practicing law, so I consider myself somewhat accomplished in that. And then the military. I spent 30 years in the military, so I got to ask a question off the air about the Space Force. So we've got branches of service, Army, Navy, Air Force. Marines is actually not a branch. It's under the Navy, falls under the Navy. Coast Guard, and then we have our newest branch, which was done in, I guess it was 2019, under President Trump. He created a new branch in the military called the Space Force. And so in the Army, they're called soldiers. The Navy are called sailors. The Marines are just called Marines. And then in the Air Force, they're called airmen. Well, the Space Force, they're called Guardians. They left off of the galaxy.
Oh, I liked that movie. That's one I actually did see.
Guardians, attention! So that's really what they're called, the Space Force. She asked me why it was created. So there is a whole military aspect of space now, suborbital space, dealing with a lot of satellites, communication pieces. And I guess the president and the Congress decided that the military needed to have a bigger presence in that sphere. So we now have a Space Force. It's headquartered, I believe, out of Colorado, the old NORAD nuclear headquarters in Colorado, I believe, where it's, you know, I can't remember the location, but somewhere in Colorado. Anyway. It's the smallest branch, but yeah, they focus on the space aspect. So it's mostly the Chinese, the Russians, and the United States that operate in that sphere. So anyway, a little bit off topic, but that's the answer.
That's an interesting answer.
Yeah. So I've got a master's degree in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College. So. If you got other national security questions, let me know. We're going to skip to Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids, and she calls. From the highest point of the city, let all who are simple come in here. She says to those who lack judgment, come, eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house and on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment. Stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are on the depths, are in the depths of the grave. Okay. This next song was popular a few years ago. I like it. It's called Wake Me Up, and it's basically, I'll just let you listen to it. Here we go.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will. But I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream.
satisfied by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Okay, that was Wake Me Up. So I'm going to read a little bit more, start in Proverbs chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accepts commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. I've seen that several times. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod for the back of him who lacks judgment. Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but the poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous bring them life, but the income of the wicked brings them punishment. He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Okay. So I'm going to play this next song. It's a popular song, and way back in the late 60s, I just like it. It's a lively little tune. It's a Beatles song, and so it's Friday. We're going into the weekend, so here we go. Okay. That's a fun song.
That is a fun song.
Okay, Proverbs chapter 11. We'll continue on. The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes. All he expected from his power comes to nothing. The righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead. With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure. He who puts up security for another will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to strike hands and pledge is safe. A kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. The wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. The truly righteous man attains life, but he who perceives evil goes to his death. Okay. We'll do another song and maybe we'll do a prayer request. So this song is a kind of a red dirt country song. I just like it. By a Texas kind of country singer named Billy Joe Shaver. It's called Live Forever, and it basically contemplates, him dying. But he's going to live forever in his music. So I just like it. It's kind of a more of a get that Texas, Oklahoma feel. So here we go.
Catch tomorrow night. You're gonna want to hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live for. Take them, don't make them feel forsaken, just lead them safely to the light.
Red Dirt Country singer. Anyway, I really like that. So, we've prayer requests?
We do have a couple here, Mr. Tom.